Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathimerini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was in Greece and Cyprus last week and this week, where he held a number of key meetings with leading officials, including Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiadis. His trip highlighted the increasing strategic value of Greece and Cyprus for U.S. policy in the Eastern Mediterranean. The Hellenic American Leadership Council's executive director, Andy Zemenidis, joins The Greek Current to discuss the significance of Senator Menendez's latest trip to both countries. Andy, welcome back to The Greek Current.
Hey, good to be back, Thano.
Andy, you were in Greece and you're in Cyprus now for Senator Menendez's visit. How was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee received in both countries?
To say he was received warmly would be an understatement. There was a tremendous amount of excitement in both countries. The honor that he received in Greece, connected with the 200 years and the bicentennial of Greece, was particularly special, since during the bicentennial, we're honoring the contributions of Philhellenes throughout history, and he is the greatest of modern Philhellenes. And more importantly, it showed that a career full of trying not only to advocate for Hellenic causes, not only to expose and try to cure the injustice that has happened in Cyprus or protect Greece from violations of its airspace and the intransigence of Turkey, but to really deepen the bilateral relationships between Greece and the U.S., Cyprus and the U.S., that career of Senator Menendez and his commitment to that deepening has really reached a zenith. And again, you saw the official participation of ministers, of business leaders, of the U.S. ambassadors in both countries, Ambassador Pyatt in Greece and Ambassador Garber in Cyprus. That excitement was palpable and well-deserved.
Can you talk about the key meetings that he held with officials in Greece and in Cyprus?
Sure. The top-level meetings in Greece, obviously, his meetings with Prime Minister Mitsotakis, with Foreign Minister Dendias, with the leadership of the Defense Ministry, I would say those were particularly important, especially with key milestones coming up in the bilateral relationship. And his meetings in Cyprus with President Anastasiadis and Foreign Minister Christodoulidis ahead of the upcoming UN meetings in September in New York, where obviously the Cyprus issue will be discussed. There will be important meetings on that and to brief him on the latest on Varosha. So those high-level meetings were, you know, it wasn't only pomp and circumstance here. There were several high-level meetings.
In an interview with Kathimerini, Senator Menendez discussed both the Mutual Defense Cooperation Agreement between Greece and the United States, which is expected to be signed in the upcoming months, and the U.S.-Greece Defense and Interparliamentary Partnership Act, which the senator introduced in the U.S. Senate earlier this year. What do these two developments mean for the U.S.-Greece defense relationship?
Well, it's definitely deepening. You know, we've spoken about it in the podcast that every so often there's more meat put on the bones of the strategic partnership and the term, you know, Greece being a pillar of stability. For Greece to be a pillar of stability, it has to be equipped to provide such stability. This defense cooperation gets Greece closer to that goal. It also provides a building block for the future of that relationship. The cooperation, it's not just about Greece buying American weapons. It's about our militaries being able to work together. It's about our defense industries being able to work together. It's about deepening commercial ties and strategic planning. So both the legislation, which builds obviously on the Eastern Mediterranean Security and Energy Partnership Act, and an updated MDCA will provide a very strong basis for the next few decades of this relationship.
During his speech at the Acropolis Museum last week, Senator Menendez spoke warmly about the U.S.-Greece relationship, describing Greece as an ideal partner for the United States. He also touched on the importance of Cyprus as well. Outside of the growing defense cooperation between these countries, which we just touched on, where else does Senator Menendez see the U.S. and Greece partnering to meet the challenges of this century, which he laid out in his speech, from climate change to democracy and the rule of law?
Yeah, you know, I want to start with democracy and rule of law because that was the backdrop of Senator Menendez's speech, with the Acropolis shining right behind him. Greece can play in a difficult region, in a region where it's surrounded by autocrats, or democracies threatened by autocrats, that Greece can show itself as a beacon of democracy. And this is not only because of ancient Greece. It's not only because it's the birthplace of democracy. It's because democracy has consistently prevailed in Greece. And the fact is, let's look at the autocrats, whether it's in Eastern Europe or the Balkans or in Turkey. Autocracy got a leg up because of the various crises, migration, economic crises of the last decade. Well, Greece suffered on the front line of these crises, in many ways suffered more than anybody else, and democracy still prevailed. So not only being an example of democracy prevailing, but really being a voice for democratic rights, press freedoms, religious freedoms, and human rights in any region where Greece can have an influence is very important. And I think Senator Menendez laid that out as a marker of what Greece can contribute to the greater Western alliance. And climate change, obviously, Greece and Cyprus and the whole Eastern Mediterranean suffered this year from the effects of climate change. Now, people can argue all they want about what started the fires, but there's no question that they spread and they were worse than they ever were because of climate change. And if Greece can take a leading role here, and as Senator Menendez noted in his speech, he wished that there was the same type of bipartisan and nonpartisan consensus on climate change in the United States as there is in Greece. So those are exactly the two areas that U.S. and Greece can partner on best.
I want to move us to the second leg of the senator's trip, which took him to Cyprus, where he received Cyprus's highest honor, which is the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, from President Anastasiades. During his speech, Senator Menendez referred to the Cyprus problem and stated that his goal is to see the last boot of the last Turkish soldier leave the island. How significant of a statement is this, coming from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman? And what does it signal when it comes to U.S. thinking on a solution to the Cyprus problem?
You kind of answered your own question by saying it's coming from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman. And it's even more significant when considered in light of the hearings that he held at the end of July at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where we saw similar sentiments and tremendous critique of Turkey for its intransigence and its provocations on Varosha, coming not only from Senator Menendez, but from the former chairman and now ranking Republican member, Senator Risch, from Senator Chris Coons, from Senator Chris Van Hollen. So there's kind of a new consensus in the United States, and this gets to your U.S. thinking on a solution to the Cyprus problem. There is a new consensus that Turkey is not a constructive player. It's not this they want a solution type player in Cyprus. They're an intransigent provocateur. They are the problem. And this is why not only those senators spoke so openly, not only are there multiple letters in the House of Representatives on the Cyprus issue criticizing Turkey, but Secretary Blinken condemned Turkey's moves on Varosha. We've been criticizing administration after administration for being ambiguous in speaking about Cyprus, treating Turkey with a kid glove. The use of the word condemnation, not only in the State Department's own statements, but the State Department and the administration leading the charge for the UN Security Council to condemn rather than just note with dismay the same issue, the same move, is very significant.
Andy, we've frequently stressed on this podcast that Cyprus is much more than the Cyprus problem. And in fact, it's a solution in the region for a lot of other issues. And Cyprus, we've seen it become a key partner on a number of issues for the United States in the Eastern Mediterranean. How was this highlighted during Senator Menendez's trip to the island?
Primarily because he put a lot of focus on Cyprus's role in the trilateral, and now, which has become the 3+1. And also, he spoke at some length about that 3+1 and the diplomatic cooperation morphing into the East Med Gas Forum. And I think it's those regional partnerships and that spirit of collaboration, and not only that spirit of collaboration, but that institutionalization of that collaboration. That 3+1 is no longer a couple photo op meetings a year. It's regular meetings at multiple levels with agendas, with responsibilities for each stakeholder. And that's what is really the historic change that's going on in the Eastern Mediterranean. It's beyond a few gas fields, right? We are seeing cooperation on the security front, on health, on battling COVID, on new technologies, and we will see it on renewable energy as well. Something very special is coming together in the Eastern Mediterranean.
The senator's visit to Greece and Cyprus has undoubtedly put U.S.-Greece and U.S.-Cypriot relations at the forefront. What are the key follow-up steps now that you would like to see from both the United States and from partners in Greece and in Cyprus?
Well, you alluded to it in a previous question, finalizing the MDCA, the Mutual Defense Cooperation Agreement between Greece and the United States, is a key. Hopefully, it's happening in the next few months. The continuation of the strategic dialogue, which is scheduled to continue in Washington in October at a ministerial level, I think that would be tremendous momentum. We also, over the next few months, are going to start the process of new ambassadors coming to Greece and then to Cyprus. So the attention, the questioning during Senate committee hearings, the opportunity to discuss what comes next, what the next few years of ambassadors is going to look like in the relationship. In Cyprus, really following up on some first ever activities between the U.S. and Cyprus, like the IMET, the International Military Education Training Program, and doing what Senator Menendez called for, taking the temporary lifting of the arms embargo on Cyprus and making him permanent.
Andy, thanks for joining us on The Greek Current.
Thanks, Tano.
In other news, the United Arab Emirates and Turkey appear to ease longstanding regional tensions further with a rare call between the Gulf state's de facto ruler and President Erdogan late on Monday. The call comes after a surprise meeting between Erdogan and the UAE's national security advisor earlier this month, which discussed the possibility of boosting investments. Turkey and the UAE have competed for regional influence since the Arab uprisings a decade ago, which saw them backing different sides in Libya's civil war and extended to disputes from the Eastern Mediterranean to the Gulf. Ankara has also made overtures this year toward the UAE's main regional allies, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, aimed at overcoming tensions that have impacted Turkey's economy. Finally, Greece's center-right government replaced top public security officials on Tuesday, but it also suffered a political setback when retired Admiral Evangelos Apostolakis, appointed to lead the newly created Civil Protection Ministry, which would oversee firefighting, withdrew hours before he was due to be sworn in. Apostolakis previously served as chief of the Greek Armed Forces and as defense minister under the previous Syriza government, and pulled out after the political opposition accused him of being disloyal. As part of the overall cabinet overhaul, Vasilis Kikilias was transferred from the health ministry to replace Haris Theocharis at the tourism ministry. The newly appointed ministers of the Greek cabinet were sworn in on Tuesday afternoon. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.